This is KCUR. I'm Michael Byers. The privatization of Medicaid in Kansas continues to be a controversial experiment, while in Missouri, legislators rejected Medicaid expansion outlined by Obamacare, which has led to its own set of problems. In the latest installment of our series, Beyond Our Borders, which explores the lines that unite and divide our metro, KCUR's Laura Ziegler found that the policies on both sides of the state line have a differing and wide-ranging impact on people with disabilities.
Look, it's got a light.
Yeah, that's very handy.
Finn Bullers guides his $30,000 electric wheelchair by that bright beam of light into the kitchen where his caregiver is preparing his dinner.
Hey, Anita. Did you put one of those burgers on?
The 51-year-old has been battling a rare form of muscular dystrophy since he was growing up in Iowa. Today, the disease has robbed him of practically all his muscle strength. He can't get from his bed to his wheelchair alone. He breathes with the support of a ventilator through a tube in his neck.
You gonna eat these chips?
When three private insurance companies took over Kansas Medicaid in a program called CanCare, representatives came in to observe Buller's day. They calculated how long his daily activities took and how much that should cost in 15-minute units of home health care.
How long does it take to go to the bathroom? Well, we're going to average 2 minutes. And so they thought, aha, that's where he's getting me because, you know, we're billing for an hour of service when it takes him 2 minutes to urinate.
Buller says they reduced his services by 75%. The former newspaper reporter went into advocacy overdrive from his wheelchair at a command post in his suburban kitchen. With his iPad and telephone, he lobbied in Topeka and Washington. He sent emails all night long to lawmakers and disability advocates.
The eve of Christmas Eve, one of my case managers came to me, and she said, I don't know what you did or how you did it, but my agency is completely reversing all of the cuts, and they said, consider this a Christmas gift.
The Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services says appeals like those filed by Finn Bullers are built into the system and that more people have had their plans expanded than reduced. Disability advocates, however, remain unconvinced by the state's argument. In Missouri, those with disabilities face a different set of challenges.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
72-year-old Joseph Spencer spent 7 years in a nursing home after a spinal cord injury left him paralyzed from the neck down. He wrinkles his nose to make it stop itching, while his caregiver, Barbara Cooley, positions his head so he can turn on his TV.
So you've got that big button there right by your right cheek.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's hitting my glasses now.
It has TV. Hold on.
Barbara Cooley was a nurse at the facility where Joseph Spencer was living. When she watched his aides leave his breakfast on his nightstand, she decided to take him in to her South Kansas City, Missouri home.
It's on channel 33.
Missouri Medicaid, known as HealthNet, will pay for in-home care as long as it doesn't exceed the cost of a nursing home. Officials admit most of the long-term disabled can stay in their home only if they have the support of family or friends. In Spencer's case, that's Barbara Cooley.
He has a feeding tube, you know, he has a Foley, he has a lot of issues that are going on. If I didn't do it, then it wouldn't get done.
The thing Cooley can't do now is move Spencer from his bed. The lift she has isn't strong enough and Medicaid won't pay to upgrade it. Medicaid administrators say their goal is to keep people out of nursing homes, but Barbara Cooley doesn't believe they understand how different cases can be.
My name's Amber Thurston, and I'm the deputy director here at Coalition for Independence. We're a center for independent living.
Thurston knows the programs in both Kansas and Missouri and says even with the limitations of his current in-home care, Joseph Spencer is probably better served in Missouri. In Kansas, she says there's a long waiting list for services.
We have several people in Kansas who, going on 6 years now, who is in need of those services but has not received any. Whereas in Missouri, the process to get assessed and to get set up with services maybe is 45 days.
Just go down the hall. Good girl.
Sheila Styron and her blonde guide dog make their way to the sunny foyer at the front of The Whole Person in Kansas City, Missouri, another agency serving people with disabilities. As a blind person, Styron says access to public transit tops her list of problems presented by State Line. She switched all her Kansas-based appointments to offices on the Missouri side, closer to her home and office. because she could rely on the main MAX line.
Well, these lines really are not artificial. They're barriers and requirements that make it hard for us to feel really connected to both sides of the state line.
The takeaway from these individual stories is, well, they're individual stories. As for whether someone with disabilities is better off in Kansas or Missouri, it depends on a number of things: a person's health, resources, and how well he or she advocates for services. Laura Ziegler, KCUR News.
You'll find more on our project looking at dividing lines in the metro online at kcur.org/beyondourborders.